Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. Today we're going to talk about 3 reasons why home workout programs fail. So home workouts are all the rave today, especially for us moms who have a real challenge with making it to the gym, and even more so if you have really little kids or babies to take care of, because that's like a full-time responsibility. So working out at home is convenient and private, and you don't have to wait in line for equipment, there's no driving to and from the gym, and you don't have to worry about finding a babysitter just to get your sweat on. So while all those things are really fantastic reasons to choose the home over the gym to work out, let's get real for a minute, okay? The failure rate for home workouts is really high. And here are 3 reasons that home workout programs often fail. 1, we're in the thick of mom life. So mom life equals ample opportunity for distractions. Now, I can remember more than one occasion when I'm all dressed up for my workout and I have my earbuds in my ears and suddenly I get distracted by like a sink full of dishes or one of my kids asking for help with homework or something. And before I know it, it's time to get dinner started and I miss my opportunity to work out for the day. And I'm sure these kinds of, you know, things have sabotaged your workout more than once. Now, 2, our homes can be a potentially uninspiring environment. Now, since home is hopefully a place of relaxation, peace, and rest, it might not be the most motivating environment to get in that zone and break a sweat. 3, fitness equipment can be pretty expensive and take up a lot of space. And I don't know about you, but I don't have the space in my home for a dedicated workout area. And I'm not willing to like reorganize or get rid of our furniture to create that space. And also, fitness equipment can get really expensive really fast, which is a major drawback for anyone on a tight budget or mamas with limited resources for tons of workout equipment. So there you have it, 3 big reasons that home workout programs fail. But lucky for us, there is a solution for each one of those objections. All right, so you ready? 1, let mom life work in your favor. Now, if you think about it, mom life, being a mom, basically guarantees that you will become a wizard at getting an unbelievable volume of stuff done in like a normal amount of time. Because seriously, like the fact that our homes are livable at the end of the day and our kids are still alive, it just proves that we have some mad skills at getting stuff done. So take a look at the general patterns in your day-to-day life and plan your workouts according to those patterns and then stick to the plan as much as possible, because you're much less likely to skip your workout once you do establish that habit of working out for 20 minutes after you put your baby down for a nap in the morning while your other kids are in school. And so you really have to be sure to set realistic expectations based on how much time you actually have to work out. And for me, realistically, I don't have time to work out for an hour with, you know, a baby and a toddler that are always home, you know, even though our older kids are at school. So maybe, you know, once our youngest 2 kids are old enough to go to school for the full day, then I can, you know, extend my workouts and take my time and everything. But since that's not happening for several years, my workouts have to be efficient and effective. Okay, so 2nd objection to overcome, create inspiration for yourself. So listen, you're a mom. You're freaking amazing. You wear multiple hats and you're expert at switching hats at the drop of a hat. So my suggestion for overcoming an uninspiring workout environment is this. Get your tunes on. Get in your zone. Imagine you're training for like Angelina's role in the next big action flick. I don't know. Whatever works for you. Get there mentally. And sure. As moms, we always have to keep our eyes and ears open for these tiny humans that we're responsible for. But if you're generally keeping your workouts brief and focused, you'll be much more successful at staying inspired throughout the duration of your workout. Third, tailor your workout to your needs and your resources. Please don't stress over buying tons of exercise equipment. Find a program that either doesn't require any equipment or at least minimal equipment. And this will also take up less space in your home or your yard, wherever you're keeping it, while providing you what you need for amazing results. And really, ultimately, when we want something bad enough, we find a way. And I do all my workouts at home. And while I have a bigger selection of kettlebells and weights for the clients I train in person, you don't need half a dozen kettlebells to get great results. And for those of you moms who do want those results without having to go to a gym or succumb to the three reasons that home workout programs fail, check out the Sexy Mama Movement programs. They're efficient, they're effective, and you have the option of choosing a program that you can do right at home with or without weights. All right, well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.